This bundle is about the third phase of the quantum evolution cycle, which is expansion. This is the most favorite phase of everybody. Everybody loves that phase and wants to be in it all the time. So this time we are looking at the expansion phase. What does that mean? How does it affect us? How do we actually meant to be in that phase instead of whatever we think we meant to do? So this is what we're going to be looking at today to really help us maximize that. Right now, humankind is not in that phase. So we are the ones of you who are in that phase right now, you are ahead of where humankind currently is. And remember, we have those cycles go over and over and over in our lives. So the solar cycle is 11 years. So every 5.5 years, there is a shift towards each one of those subcategories, right? So 11 is the total of the entire cycle. So we start in disruption, we dive into the void, that's the 5.5 years or so. Then we come back up, that's the expansion, and then we go dive in again into disruption and so on. So this is how the cycles function in a planetary sense. So there's like 2, 3 years shift of the disruption, then we go into the void, then we go into expansion, and every 11 years we repeat this cycle. And the whole humanity repeats it because this is how the planets are doing it. So we're all programmed to do it together. But each one of us has our own internal cycles, which are going at slightly different rhythms sometimes. Sometimes we exactly align, sometimes we're not. And when we're not, it does not mean anything bad. It just means that there is a reason that you, on the soul level, saw that would benefit you by personally having a cycle that's a little bit different than the humanity planetary cycle, so that you can do what you came here to do. So most star seeds and forerunners tend to be a little bit ahead of the cycle. And again, I'm not using this as in any way a judgment as an ahead or behind, but then literally, let's say if right now the humanity is in disruption phase entering the void, you might be in the void or going into expansion phase already, and that might be your cycle. You might also be in expansion phase just before humankind went even into the void. So you might be even further shifted off the cycle. That is totally fine. And it's important for us to recognize the cycle we're at and what humankind is generally experiencing as a totality of human consciousness, because we are meant to utilize the phase that humankind is in for ourselves correctly. If we're in the same phase, great. If we're not, then we need to make sure we use that energy correctly for the phase we're in. So this time we're looking at the expansion phase of the quantum evolution cycle. It's the third phase, is the one that comes after the void. So when everything got disrupted and then we let go of things in the void, now we're in the next phase. We have now recharged, we have generated the charge, the energy, the capacity for the next thing, and now we're stepping into that something. That phase is about mastery. It's about mastery of who you are, who you meant to be, who you really are, not the ego personality, not all these ideas about whatever you think you should be, but the true sense of who you are and what is your soul purpose, your contract here for this planet, for this lifetime. This is the next step of you. So every time we go into our own expansion phase, we're going into the next step of who we are. This is about truly becoming the leader of yourself. This is leadership. Mastery is leadership. So this is the next level. And that's why when we talk about leadership, it's not something you arrive to and that's it, now I'm a leader. It's if you are more soul aligned, you're naturally more of a leader type anyway, but our own internal self-leadership, as in personal mastery, goes through different steps of evolution. So within a lifetime, you will be arriving at different levels, next one and the next one and the next one of your leadership every 11 years on a planetary scale, and then whatever your own pathway is, whatever your own cycles are, which could be 20-year cycles, which could be 1-year cycles. Everybody have kind of their own internal sub-cycles in addition to larger planetary ones. Okay, so this phase of expansion, the third phase of the quantum evolution cycle, is about becoming the leader of yourself, self-mastery. This is about putting into action the next steps, something that you have been sort of shown in the void, like the signs, the synchronicities, the things that have been happening that kind of been guiding and you've been trusting your internal authority. Great. Now you are arriving at, okay, what do I do with that? This is the time for action. This is when we actually apply whatever we have learned. So this is very important that whatever it is you have learned by dissolving the old, and whatever you have been sort of intuitively guided to, this is where it gets to be integrated and applied. So some application is a natural component of the expansion phase if you want to do this correctly. Otherwise, we sabotage ourselves in that phase, okay? So application of this to yourself internally, to your beliefs, to your personal habits, to how you see yourself, to your way of thinking, your way of feeling, to what you allow yourself to go into, what you, you know, actually stop yourself and redirect from, and external actions as well, as in what you choose to do, how you choose to show up, how you choose to speak. All of that is the expansion phase leadership activation. All of this is how we become this masterful self, right? This is internal application of self-mastery and actually becoming change on the planet and for yourself internally. This is where you are being different than what you were before. Not just thinking about it, not just doing it while internally being the same. This is where all of the pieces from whatever got disrupted and let go of and now starting to be rebuilt, this is where you're rebuilding. But not the way it was, but in the new way, okay? So this is where you must self-listen for the right actions, because the energy in the expansion cycles is very strong. The ones of you who are electric, you would feel like, you know, you're getting like a train pushing you forward really fast. The ones of you who are more magnetic, it might not feel quite as extreme, but you're still going to feel the push. So it's very important to trust which actions are you going to actually be focusing on, which actions are aligned with you. So you self-listen. The action could be literal action, so doing something, but it also could be resting. It could be creating space. It could be listening or not listening, drawing a boundary and saying no. So all those things, they're still actions, and it's very important to trust yourself and listen so that your inner self is the part that's driving you forward, not the should, not the whatever, you know, externally. Like a lot of times in expansion phase, other people come around you and get very excited because you're moving, and then they kind of want to capitalize on the fact that you are moving. So they might be asking you to do things and you might feel like, oh, I have all this energy, I can do stuff. But you have to be really careful as to whatever it is you're choosing to do. Is it aligned? Is it actually beneficial? So you are doing actions that are internally and externally aligned with the new you, the balanced soul aligned authority that you have built to the next level in the void cycle before the expansion phase, okay? So this is about increasing your true power. So when you are in the phase of expansion, your true power is being increased. That power is individual. So each one of us, of course, are connected to everything else. And of course, by us increasing our own power, we're naturally supporting and feeding morphogenic fields that are also going to be having this wonderful experience because we're contributing. And also, if you remember, you're the one who is broadcasting your wisdom and your understanding of reality into the universe. So then universal intelligence is actually gets richer, gets enriched by whatever it is you are delivering. So this is the phase where a lot of that delivering is happening. This is where we are in the expansion phase. We are delivering our true power note or frequency to the universe. So this is about the influence as well, because the stronger your power, the stronger broadcasting station you are, which means you're going to be resonating with much more charge. You are going to have much more impact during that phase. So if the charge was pretty strong in disruption phase and then kind of really non-existent in a void, now the charge returns. But this is a different charge than in the disruption phase. In disruption phase, we have to be very careful not to blast our energy because we're in disruption, right? We're breaking something. So if you succumb to anger or blame or whatever, that energy can be very disruptive in a negative sense, right? Like this is a lot of times cause-oriented contracts. This is where energy becomes really disruptive when people create, you know, rebellions, revolutions, and so on, because this is the biggest charge that wants to break something. In a void phase of the quantum evolution cycle, you got nothing. There is no charge. You're trying to do something, nothing's gonna happen. And that could be very frustrating because then it feels like, well, I have no influence. I'm completely unseen. I can't make any impact. And that's not quite true because you are making impact just by being in the void phase. But the charge is low because this is the letting go, not building. But now that we're in expansion, so we're looking at the three phases, right? So now we're in expansion phase. That's where the charge returns. And it's very important to use that charge correctly, but it is a very strong charge again. But when in a disruption phase, the charge was kind of negative, right? Like it's a charge that can break things. Then in the expansion phase, the charge is actually positive. It can build things. And, you know, the ones of you who are over workers, overdoers, overgivers, that's obviously a challenge here to pay attention to, because when the building charge is strong, you might be tempted to start doing all sorts of things that are actually not aligned with who you are, okay? So influence, because of the power of the charge, is another component of this phase. Another one is vibration itself. Your vibration literally changes in the expansion phase. So whatever you've been letting go of during the void phase, you end up in the energy of like, okay, I'm now literally different. Not like, oh, I have to think about it, how to be different or do something to be different, but you actually start to feel different because the charge has changed. It changed from the whatever you were before, and then enough was let go of, and now your vibration is different. Also, your capacity for abundance changes. If you are utilizing the expansion phase correctly, this is where a lot of abundance can flow into your life. This is where we have opportunities and connections and all sorts of experiences that lead us forward in whatever we are creating. So abundance, you know, not like wealth energetics, right? So it's not just money, but it could be movement in your relationship with, let's say, your children or a loved one, or attracting a different relationship or different career opportunities. Or if you have your own business, maybe upgrading your business to a whole other level and so on. So this is the place where abundance tends to flow in if you are in self-mastery, which means you're listening to your own self-navigation. Remember, that's the very important piece here, is to self-listen. Okay, so now let's look at the challenges of the expansion phase, which is kind of how you know you're in it, because it's very easy to recognize challenges. So lots of energy and difficulty handling it, that could be one of the ways to notice you're in that phase. So you might feel almost frustrated because there's just so much going on. You might feel like there's all this energy happening and like you're very excited and it feels good, but at the same time, you're almost on that edge, like, can I handle it? Another one is fear of making a mistake. The energies of, oh, I'm not ready, while at the same time, kind of gently being pushed and feeling that your soul is like pushing you and opportunities are coming and everything. And you're like backpedaling saying, oh, no, no, I'm not ready. Ah, it's like too much. What if I make a mistake? That's also a clue because something is actually pushing you forward. Okay. Avoiding opportunities out of fear. So if you notice that like, okay, opportunities keep happening and I keep finding excuses not to, like I keep being invited on dates and I keep saying no, or somebody keeps saying they will introduce me to somebody who will help me maybe change my career or get a raise or get upgrade, and I keep like somehow forgetting or not going into that. Or maybe something, if you have your own business, opportunities to speak, to present, and you keep saying, I don't know, I'm just like not really good speaker, and then you're not taking them. So when you avoid opportunities out of fear, because during this time, opportunities will happen. You can look in your life when you had expansion phases before, there are always opportunities. Something is presented to you that you didn't have to go look for. It's just there. It's like a magical time. So if there is a lot of fear that comes up during the time and opportunity is still coming and you keep saying no, that's a clue that this is a challenge of your expansion phase that's specific to you, okay? Another one is the opposite extreme, is trying to take all the opportunities. Because like, oh, I don't want to miss anything. Like, oh, this is great. Oh, I should do this. I should go there. So go on all the dates, go on all the business meetings, you know, present everywhere and so on. That's too much because that's also not being discerning. And that's a recipe for burnout. So you want to really listen to yourself when opportunities come, what is yours to do and what is not. So on one side is avoiding opportunities. On another side is trying to take them all because of the fear of missing out. Refocusing on the old habitual ways of doing things instead of innovating. This is because the energy is coming through a lot. It's tempting to say, well, I know, like, I've done that before, I'm just going to do it this way. And it's a little bit more challenging to actually stand in your authority and say, well, I don't want to do it that old way anymore. The new way, maybe I don't know yet if I'm good at it, like I haven't tried it before, but that kind of feels more like where I should be going. So in a relationship that might look like, you know, well, you know, habitually would be to just accommodate somebody so then I go do something, but maybe you need to actually say no and not accommodate, and that may be a little more challenging than you normally would just like acquiesce, let's say, or something like that. So you have to kind of pay attention to those inner currents. Where are you going back to the old habitual ways just because it's more comforting instead of innovating with the energy that's coming through? Another challenge is minimizing yourself. This is about a fear of being influential, fear about being confrontational, fear about being opinionated. You know, like, oh, and then they will get mad at me, they will not like me or whatever. And a lot of times that's the energy that stops somebody in the expansion phase from actually being the leader that they're meant to be. So if you went through the void phase correctly, you're now the energy that says like, okay, let's go. And you have an opinion and you have an idea. And if you then start looking about like, oh, I don't want to disrupt anybody and somehow upset them and, you know, whatever, or maybe they're not going to like me, you're actually not being correctly in your expansion phase. There's always a way to deliver a message with a lot of kindness, with open heart, even if that message is opposite of what the person wants to hear. But, you know, you still got to do what you got to do that is aligned. Okay. Another challenge of that phase is arrogance. Usually, you know, most women generally don't experience that. Men do in expansion phase, but some women do as well. That's where we suddenly go into, I mean, you can think of it like a spiritual arrogance. Well, I know better. I just know this is the right way. This is the, and then we kind of go and push, you know, this is where like, no, you're wrong. You have to do it this way. This is the, and this is very challenging because you might be correct. And you probably are, if you are a conscious person, chances are what you are talking about is probably correct way or better than whatever that other person says. But notice how you're delivering the message. There's a being a leader and educating and innovating, and then there's just arrogance saying, I know better, and pretty much whatever you believe doesn't matter because this is the way. So that's kind of like a direction there to pay attention to, because when we're in that righteous arrogance, the energy of expansion phase is strong, so it's going to propel us a lot. And some people, especially men, as I said, not, you know, generally, but like if we're talking about humans, star seeds and forerunners a little different, but like majority of humankind that's not really conscious, men tend to utilize that phase incorrectly, usually through arrogance. They overdo and they get too righteous with whatever, and they can actually get up in the high positions and authority in society by doing that. But it's not harmonious and it's not aligned. Even if their message is correct, it's delivered incorrectly, which is not going to be harmonious overall. For conscious people, like forerunners and starseed, doesn't really matter if you're a man and a woman, if you're in that category, because that's generally already more conscious, so we're less prone to arrogance. But that's just something to pay attention to if you have some karmic pattern there of righteous arrogance, you know, righteousness, like I know better because I just do, which The problem here is that you actually might know better. You actually might be correct, but it's still an incorrect delivery. It's not leadership. So just pay attention to that part. And let's see, what would be the other challenge of this phase? Overdoing the typical electric charge because there's so much charge coming, doing too much and then burning out. Because you're taking on all the opportunities, you're doing all the things, you, especially if there's an arrogance pattern on top of it, that you're like going with some message because you believe it's right, it can get too much very quickly and then person burns out. So let's look at handling that phase correctly and incorrectly. So in a positive sense, how do you handle the expansion phase? This is about becoming a leader. Being in your own spiritual leadership. This is the quantum leadership. This is where you're utilizing the capacity of the potential and you're letting it come through you based on opportunities, synchronicity, signs, and everything else you got from the void phase of the quantum evolution cycle. Now you are in the leadership role of that inner authority. This is where you're showing up masterfully. You are now at the different level of self-mastery. Standing in your power, like really standing in it, really expressing in it, really innovating with it for yourself and for the communities that you're part of, without the righteous arrogance, but in a true sense, when you're really speaking from the heart place, when you're being soul aligned, when you're delivering the message in harmony, but that message could be confronting to some people. That message could be not something they used to, hence the innovation. But as I said, there's always a way to deliver the message correctly so that whoever you're speaking to can actually hear you and get it if they are ready. Okay? This is also about going into action and showing up. This is not hiding phase. This is where hiding will sabotage your expansion phase. Now, that does not mean you have to go and be on stage or TED Talk or something like that. That's, if that's what you want to do, great. But if you don't, your showing up might look very different. It might just be like standing for what you believe or choosing to buy certain product or not buy some other product, choosing to have an opinion with your friend circle, you know, instead of just not saying something because, well, they wouldn't agree. But, you know, starting a discussion about something and opening up their mind and perspective a little bit and so on. So leadership can look very different. Showing up can look very different, but that's still what must happen. Some showing up must happen, even if it's not people involved. You know, that phase could be like choosing to show up in the form of how you spend your money, what you choose to invest in. You know, like when you're investing, let's say, in different companies, when you're purchasing something, right? Be conscious with what you're investing. Stand for what you believe. Really be conscious about it. If you're investing in a stock market, same thing. Which companies are you investing? You know, like I'm very careful where I put my money in the stock market. I don't choose to invest in big pharma. I don't choose to invest in oil. And that makes my portfolio really interesting. But if you find the correct person to work with, who's your financial analyst, they can help you do that. So if you do have money to invest in the stock market, do so consciously. So you're not energetically contributing to stuff that you don't want to be contributing to. So all of that is about showing up. It's not just about like going out there on stage and speaking. That's one way of doing it, but there's so many others. It's just, this is not the time to hide your individuality, your opinion, or whatever your new ideas are, because this is your phase of innovation. Also, this is the time where you must rest and you must create space for yourself. That might sound almost a little counterintuitive, because when we think of expansion, we tend to think of doing a lot. But think about like expansion in the sense of the universe. You have particles close together and now they're expanding. When they're going further away from each other, that means they're occupying larger territory, but there is more space between the particles. So this is the same thing within our energy field in a quantum sense. That when we are expanding, there's more charge going, there's more stuff happening, we're occupying more space, we're being leaders. But there must be more space internally to maintain that, or we collapse. So if we don't create the space, if we end up overdoing, if we're not listening to ourselves, then we sort of sabotage expansion by collapsing the space. So then whatever started to expand goes back in and collapses on itself. That's a burnout. So that's something to really, really, really pay attention to, that during the expansion phase, you have to listen to yourself as to where you need rest. How do you need to create space? This is not the same thing as in a void phase where the space was just there, like you couldn't help it. It just was there all the time because it's all about space. In the expansion phase, there's much more action. But in between that action, there still has to be space. So this is where boundaries come into play really a lot. You have to be very clear where to say no, what opportunities to take, which not to take, and so on. Negative. Let's look at what it looks like when we sabotage that phase, because that might be more familiar. This one where you can say avoiding the power or fearing your own power. Like, oh, I can't be this, whatever. So self-minimizing or having some fear of your power or being in a leadership role, just trying not to. Another one would be avoiding or fearing action. Like, I'm not ready. I don't know what to do. Maybe this is not the right move. And if you overthink in that phase, you can't do anything because that energy that's building up is just going to go against yourself. So that's another thing to pay attention to. Overdoing and burnout, I kind of talked about that a little bit earlier. So when we try to take all the opportunities and do all the things, we, you know, without like listening and creating space, we just burn out. So that's opposite of fearing and not doing, but they both are kind of extreme reactions to expansion phase. And another one is returning to the old patterns. This is tempting to do because when the energy is pushing you, you kind of like, well, I don't know how to do this new way and I want to hurry it up, so I'm going to do it the old way. When actually it might be more beneficial to do it slower, but the new way, than to do it faster by the old way. So that's something to pay attention to. So to summarize, this is the time in the expansion phase of the quantum evolution cycle where you increase your true power through self-mastery. You stand in your power. This is where you have the most influence because your vibration has actually changed. You have upgraded yourself. And this is where you have more capacity for abundance and for leadership in yourself and in your community.